They're in their 60s, 70s, and even 80s, and they all have one thing in common. They remain hooked on hockey. That's the feeling shared by many of the not-so-very young hockey players who took part in the annual Parksville Panthers Fall Classic Hockey Tournament at Oceanside Place recently. It featured more than 300 players coming from all across Canada and the United States. They're deeply passionate about hockey and not ready to give up playing the sport just yet. Randy Smith, 70, said he has been playing senior hockey for 35 years. It was something he eagerly looked forward to doing more when he retired from work. "I retired to play hockey," said Smith, who plays for the Vintage Edmonton hockey team, with a laugh. "I play every day of the week, just about, or have the opportunity to play every day of the week. It's been great. It's fun." He noted the sport keeps him in good shape and he does not feel soreness after each game. "I don't have a lot of aches and pains and I don't take painkillers," said Smith. "I have a little bit of arthritis pain, but it's not from hockey. So I just keep going. I just drink lots of water and keep on moving. It keeps me strong." Panthers president, Neil Houlihan, now 78 years old, said he began playing hockey until he was 15 and then stopped to become a hockey referee, which he did until he was 55. "When I moved here 10 years ago from Fort McMurray, that's when I started playing again," said Houlihan. "And it has been great. I just love it." Houlihan said Parksville Qualicum Beach is fortunate to have the Panthers organization, whose objective is to provide hockey for players aged 55 plus for the purpose of fun, exercise, and recreation. "It keeps them fit and healthy," he added. "If you're older and you stay moving, it's exercise," said Houlihan. "It helps us recover faster after each game. I also have some hockey injuries, but my doctor told me, you can either sit on the couch and not be injured and then start having another health issue, or you can be active and have the injuries. I was asked, do you want an active life or life sitting around? I said, I want an active life. So I play hockey 3 days a week, golf 2 days a week usually. Then I try to go fishing. That's my life here on Vancouver Island." Panthers member J.P. Waldron, 77, would love to continue playing, but he suffered a serious Achilles tendon injury 4 years ago. Even when he was on the mend, he wasn't ready to give it up yet. Eventually he did, much to his disappointment. "It took me a year to finally make up my mind that my playing days are over," said Waldron, who played between the pipes. "I do miss it." Waldron, although not active on the ice anymore, is still very much involved with the Panthers organization and volunteers his time to help out during the tournaments and other initiatives. Another Panthers member, Wayne Wirtz, 78, stays in the game because of the benefits he derives. "So what motivates him to keep playing hockey? You know what? It's the stuff that goes on in the dressing room," Wirtz said, who has been a member of the Panthers since he moved to Parksville in 2001. "It's so much fun. I also love the competition, even though it's slow speed, but it's good exercise. We have a good group of guys." The Fall Classic is one of the Panthers' big tournaments each year. They will hold another one called the January Junket, which will feature teams primarily from Vancouver Island. Houlihan is inviting more 55-plus players to come and join the Panthers. For more information on how to join and to learn more about the organization, visit their website at www.parksvillepanthers.ca.